The eyes don't lie. I mentioned earlier that people tend to move their eyes around as they talk. Have you ever noticed this? If not, next time you're talking to someone, I want you to watch what their eyes do. You will notice that they look up, down, or sideways. According to Bandler and Grinder, the two founders of neurolinguistic programming, NLP, eye patterns are telling of how someone is processing information at that given moment. Think about this for a minute. I want you to visualize a cartoon character that is having a bright idea. Imagine what the eyes of the character are doing. What direction are they looking? As you picture this, look away from this book and just imagine it for 5 seconds. Really, do this exercise as a little experiment. Did you notice your eyes looking upwards? I bet you did. Interesting, eh? What Bandler and Grinder discovered was that each direction has a meaning. Each time you look in a particular direction, it means you are processing a particular type of information. I want you to imagine two eyes looking at you as if a person was in front of you. If a person looks up and to the right, these are remembered images. If they look sideways to the right, these are remembered sounds. And if they look down and to the right, this is internal dialogue. If they look up and to the left, these are constructed images. If they look sideways to the left, these are constructed sounds. And if they look down and to the left, then they are accessing feelings. This is what I shall refer to as the eye pattern chart. It is most important that you use this chart as if you are looking at someone else. In other words, this is not a diagram for yourself looking out of your own eyes. As I go through the rest of this explanation, it is most important you remember I am describing it as you look at someone else. To see how it looks on yourself, do the exercises by using your phone to take a photo or video. The eye pattern chart holds true if the person you are looking at is normally organized. In other words, this is the most common way that someone is wired. People can also be reversed organized, in which case everything on the horizontal axis swaps sides. The up and the down order stays the same. If someone is looking upwards, they are normally imagining some kind of image. According to the eye chart, if someone you are looking at looks up and to the right, they are recalling a picture of something they have seen before. So for example, if you were to ask someone what the colour of her room was when she was a child, you may find her eyes going up to the right. I was once speaking to a friend who is a brilliant financial guru. I was asking him about the best types of investments. As I asked him a question, he paused, looked up to the right as I looked at him, and then gave me an answer. I then asked him, "Did you just imagine a picture of something?" He responded, "Yes." So I asked him, "Was it a graph?" He looked at me astonished and said, "How did you know?" "Easy. It was written all over his face." Now, I couldn't really tell what he was thinking about, but the fact that he was recalling something visual made my educated guess pay off. So how did I know he was not thinking of numbers? We will get to that shortly. So what if someone looks up and to the left as you look at them? This means they are constructing a visual image in their mind. So let's have a go at this. I want you to pull out your phone, switch on the video, and record yourself. Then imagine what an elephant would look like wearing a pink tutu and standing on a beach ball. Stop and do this now. Did your eyes go up and to the left if you were recording yourself? Unfortunately, this pattern has been misinterpreted by some people as a lie detector. There is a rather amusing scene in the movie The Negotiator where Samuel L. Jackson plays a tough cop who is trying to get a confession out of a suspect. He asks the man to tell him exactly what happened. The man looks up and to the left, and then Jackson shouts, "You're lying! The eyes don't lie!" Okay, so it could mean that someone is lying. It is possible. However, what we can really only tell is that someone is constructing a visual image. What about if someone looks horizontally to their right as you look at them? This means they are remembering a sound. It could be a piece of music, a voice, or a conversation. Put the book down after you read this next task and have a go. I want you to recall the sound of your pet when you were young. If you had a goldfish, then choose another sound from your childhood. Okay, do this now. Did you notice your eyes move to the side? If you were looking at someone, it would have been their right. What about if the eyes go to the left as you look at someone? I often notice this pattern when I ask a client to imagine a conversation they are going to have. When I ask, what exactly would the other person say? If the eyes go horizontal and to the left as you look at them, then they are constructing a sound or a conversation. This would be an external sound and not their own internal dialogue. If I asked you now to imagine what your boss or partner would sound like if they spoke like a pirate, you would probably find your eyes going horizontally to the left if you were recording yourself. Stop and do this now. So then, what about when someone looks downward? This one is slightly more complex as it really does depend on which side the person looks towards. If, as you look at someone, they look down and to the left, they are accessing their feelings. Think about this for a moment. Imagine a scene in a movie where someone is feeling really sad. Where do they look? Always down. This is not to say that a person looking down and to the left is necessarily sad. It is likely to mean that they are feeling some kind of emotion or remembering an emotional event. Think of a time in which you felt some kind of low energy, mild disappointment, for example. Avoid anything too negative as we only want to test the theory. Try this now. Did your eyes go down and to your left if you were recording yourself? So what about down and to the right as you look at someone? This normally means that someone is having some kind of internal dialogue or processing something analytical. So if you were to ask someone else to calculate a sum in their head, you would most likely see them looking down and to the right. Try this now. Say you're 7 times table and observe if your eyes want to go down and to your right as you recorded yourself. If you remember back, this is how I knew my financial guru wasn't thinking of numbers at the time I asked him, as his eyes looked up.